Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. I hope you are ready. Because, girl, I have a devotional for you today. Grab something to take some notes because I think God's going to be knocking on your door. Are you ready? The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, Have You Settled? I wonder how often we simply settle for far less than God has available to us. We settle for less than our best and less than His best for us. Where have you settled in your life? I'm talking about an area where you're playing little when you were created for big. An area where you backed down when you should have stood up. An area where you opted for easy when the victory was yours if you would have fought for it. I wonder just how close you are today to your breakthrough. Right now, at this very moment, I wonder if today could be the last time you ever have to start over. I wonder if the very thing you've been seeking is just around the corner. But you've been too tired, too scared, too lazy, too busy, too distracted to round that corner. Oh, who am I talking to today? Somebody has been settling in life. You've talked yourself right into less, and you've bargained with your own destiny because the daily walk wasn't easy. Have you ever noticed that? The daily walk is not easy. We are tricked into settling by a masterful enemy who knows our weakness. He knows your fears. He knows your downfall. He knows your love of ice cream and clearance racks and trash TV and compliments from men that smell good. And that's why they'll show up today when you're trying to practice willpower. The enemy's desire is to make you ineffective and keep you living a little life. A little life far short of the big life you were really created for. And here's why. If you ever really, and I mean really, stepped into the life that you're capable of living, every single life around you would be impacted. So of course, if a bowl of ice cream will shut you up and keep you in the corner feeling less than awesome about yourself, then ice cream's going to be all around you. If it's a marathon of your favorite trash TV that will keep you on the couch, boom, there it is. If it's a clearance rack that will cause you to spend more than you make and go further in debt, yeah, it's all on sale. If it's a paycheck, then you'll be offered a little raise in a job that you were never supposed to be stuck in. Just a little something to make the walls of your comfort zone a bit taller and keep you stuck. Understand this, the enemy does not care if you are slim and trim. He has no concern over your health. Your finances are not his worry. Your marriage isn't even on his radar. However, if the demise of any of these things will render you ineffective, then it's game on for him. Because at your best, you're a threat. And this is why everything good in your life is threatened. This is why you are tempted. This is the cause of the ice cream, the clearance racks, the trash TV, the flirty guy that smells good. It's an enemy using any cracked door he can to screw up your life and make you settle for less than you were created for. Does that make sense? Girl, you better check for cracked doors in your life and lock the enemy out. He is like a roaring lion roaming the halls of your heart looking for any way to get in and devour you from the inside out. He doesn't give a flying flip about your success, but here's what he knows. Your success may cause boldness and confidence. Your success may cause you to walk in the power of God available to you, and that's the last thing your enemy wants. The roaming lion ready to devour, whom we call Satan, attacks your success, attacks your health, attacks your marriage, attacks your happiness, because he knows what you're capable of. But if he can keep you playing little and settling for less, you're no threat at all. Isaiah 54, verse 17 is a promise to you. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's a promise of God's protection and provision over your life. But girl, you got to get out of your own way. You will never discover what's inside of you until you're challenged. You'll never know that you can scale the walls of your comfort zone in a mighty leap until there's something outside of where you currently are that calls you relentlessly. What's in your way? What's been tripping you up and holding you back? See it for what it is. It is a tool the enemy has been using in your life, and sadly, you've allowed it. Stand up and say, no more. This is stupid. God has made you more than a conqueror. You can't be ruled by eating crap. You can't be detoured by lazy habits. You can't be derailed by cheap temptations. Stop settling for less than your best. Stop settling for less than God promised for your life. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, how about you stop manufacturing the weapons of your self-sabotage? Hey, let me talk to you this morning about your situation. You know, that situation that has you all worked up and worried. God is sovereign over your situation. He is king over your problem. He is above anything that may be in your way, and he is ready, willing, and able to make a path right through what's standing in front of you. But you're likely going to need to go right through it, not around it, through it. And as you go through what is standing in your way, don't focus on your situation. You won't be here forever. Keep on going. You know that country song that says, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, and you might get out before the devil even knows you're there. Well, Ephesians 3:20 tells me God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God is working in you if you will let him. And because of the power of God in you, you can do more than you ever imagined. So it's time to believe in something that's not normal. It's time to stop settling for less because you're lazy. I know that kind of hurts, but isn't it true? Haven't you settled for less because you're just a little bit lazy? It's time to stop settling for less because it's easy. Stop settling for less because you're scared of what more might mean. God has something mind-blowing for you, a life bigger and better than you could have ever imagined. But here's the one thing you must do. Stop settling. Today, stop settling. In every area of your life, stop settling. Stop settling for the snooze button. Get up. Stop settling for being late. Show up. Stop settling for always being sick. Do something about it. Stop settling for hating your body. Take care of it. Stop settling for stressful relationships and constant conflict. Go first and start making a resolution or make a change. God has offered you one big, beautiful life. Won't you decide that you want it bad enough to stop settling for less? God's almighty power is working in you, and you can do more than you ever imagined possible. If you're going through a rough situation right now, girl, keep on going. Don't you slow down. You might just make it out of this. Why? Because the power of God resides within you. And he has so much more for you if you will stop settling for less. May I pray with you? Join me right now. Good morning, Papa God. Thanks for waking us up today. Thank you for giving us a new day of life. Thank you for the strength and the power you have placed within each one of us. We don't have to settle for anything less than your best, and we don't have to be tricked by the enemy for cheap imitations. God, I thank you that you have given us a spirit of willpower and strength. We want to tap into that today, God. I pray that you would remind each one of your girls of what you've put within us. And I pray that you would just stir up the dreams and the passion within us once again in the areas where we have settled for less because it was easier. God, I just pray that you would stir up what's really possible again. And we would go for it with your strength, with your power. We would be the girls that go for everything you have available for us. I thank you for that, God. I'm so grateful for everyone you brought to hear this today. I pray your blessings over their families. Lord, I ask for your provisions for what is needed for today, and I do ask for your protection. It is in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, have yourself a fantastic day, and don't you settle for anything less than God's best. I love you wildly. Goodbye, my friend.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.